Iran's president said today his country is ready to talk about mutual concerns to end what he called misunderstanding in the international community. But he warned that threats would not work in solving the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. His speech came as details of the European and American diplomatic package for Iran have begun to emerge. The offer includes a steady supply of nuclear fuel for a civilian nuclear power industry, additional nuclear reactors, and investment in Iran's aging oil and gas industry. The response from Iran has been cautious but uncharacteristically positive, and that has been welcomed by the U.S. This is Ali Larijani, Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, after the package deal was presented to Iran. The translation is provided by the BBC.
We recognize Europe's decision for solving Iran's nuclear issue through negotiations as a positive step. We hope that we can hold negotiations and talks after we have studied the proposals so we can come to a rational solution to the issue.
Hearing that, President Bush himself acknowledged the new tone in comments he made in Texas earlier this week.
We will see if the Iranians take our offer seriously. The choice is theirs to make. I have said the United States will come and sit down at the table with them so long as they are willing to suspend their enrichment in a verifiable way. So that sounds like a positive response to me.
The shift in tone from Tehran and Washington has not come about overnight. For months now, some in the Bush administration and in the Iranian government have been searching for an opening that might pull both nations back from the brink of out-and-out confrontation. Even while Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, was boasting about Iran's uranium enrichment program, others, especially Larijani, were sending a different message, says Abbas Milani, head of the Iran Democracy Project at Stanford University.
Larijani has clearly been sending messages that the Iranians are, in fact, ready to negotiate if there is a reasonable deal from the West that would include the United States. I am fairly convinced that there were some gestures coming from the Iranians that gave the Bush administration the confidence to think that if they make the public gesture, it will be well received.
In recent weeks, Milani has met with senior officials in the Bush administration, urging them to consider the possibility of direct talks with Iran. Milani argued if the U.S. talked with Moscow throughout the Cold War, it should have diplomatic contacts with Tehran. The package that has now been offered to the Iranians seems to fit that description for the most part. It plays up the economic and political incentives for a deal, and it plays down the possible punishments if Iran does not comply. It also requires Iran to suspend, not end, but suspend its current uranium enrichment before the U.S. will come to the negotiating table, and it requires that Iran maintain that suspension throughout the negotiating process. George Perkovich, a nuclear proliferation specialist at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says the Bush administration took a hard look at its options on Iran and realized they were very limited.
They finally just recognized the reality that Europeans and others had seen for quite some time, which is there was no way to isolate Iran and get the international community on the U.S. side without the U.S. directly being willing to negotiate with Iran.
Still, Iran has not yet accepted the terms the U.S. has offered for direct talks. Both sides say some time is needed in both capitals to consider the offer and how the diplomatic process may unfold. Mike Schuster, NPR News.